言語とは何か、言語の基本の性と言語機関。Edward Sapir, Language.
Language is a purely human and non-instinctive method of communicating ideas, emotions, and desires by means of a system of voluntarily produced symbols. These symbols are, in the first instance, auditory, and they are produced by the so-called organs of speech. There is no discernible instinctive basis in human speech as such. However much instinctive expressions and the natural environment may serve as a stimulus for the development of certain elements of speech. However much instinctive tendencies, motor and other, may give a predetermined range or mold to linguistic expression. Such human or animal communication, if communication it may be called, as is brought about by involuntary, instinctive cries, is not, in our sense, language at all. I have just referred to the organs of speech, and it would seem at first blush that this is tantamount to an admission that speech itself is an instinctive, biologically predetermined activity. We must not be misled by the mere term. There are, properly speaking, no organs of speech. There are only organs that are incidentally useful in the production of speech sounds. The lungs, the larynx, the palate, the nose, the tongue, the teeth, and the lips are also utilized, but they are no more to be thought of as primary organs of speech than are the fingers to be considered as essentially organs of piano playing, or the knees as organs of prayer. Speech is not a simple activity that is carried on by one or more organs biologically adapted to the purpose. It is an extremely complex and ever-shifting network of adjustments in the brain, in the nervous system, and in the articulating and auditory organs, tending towards the desired end of communication. The lungs developed, roughly speaking, in connection with the necessary biological function known as breathing, the nose as an organ of smell, the teeth as organs useful in breaking up food before it was ready for digestion. If, then, these and other organs are being constantly utilized in speech, it is only because any organ, once existent and insofar as it is subject to voluntary control, can be utilized by man for secondary purposes. Physiologically, speech is an overlaid function, or, to be more precise, a group of overlaid functions. It gets what service it can out of organs and functions, nervous and muscular, that have come into being and are maintained for very different ends than its own.